So in order to anticipate with excitement about what's coming, how do we assess where we are? A wonderful tool is called the Wheel of Life, which helps us assess major areas of your life and your level of satisfaction in each. Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast helping women in career and life transitions achieve clarity on their next steps so they can transform uncertainty into an energizing next chapter. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja, and the founder of It's My Time Now Coaching. If you're wondering what's next in your career or life, you are in the right place. Through solo and guest episodes, you'll gain practical tips, tools, and inspiration to help you uncover blocks, gain confidence, and be, do, and have what you want. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Hi, my dear friend, and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. As always, I thank you for being here. Whether you're new to this podcast or a loyal listener, I never take it for granted that you have taken your precious time to be here. Don't forget to stay till the end of this episode for our Motivational Monday segment on where are they now and how a surprising example of a woman who started or revived her career in her midlife. Before we get into that, you may have noticed the new branding art for our podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The rationale behind the art is the following. A powerful beacon of growth and new beginnings, the butterfly signifies the power of transformation and the incredible feats we can achieve when we trust ourselves. We all have the ability to listen to our innate wisdom, guide ourselves through difficult times, and emerge better and stronger than ever before. This is what the intent of the Midlife Reinvention is all about, to inspire you to listen to your innate wisdom and to soar to heights beyond what you ever imagined for yourself. The artwork really spoke to me, and I'd love to hear what you think about it. Shoot me a message at kavita@itsmytimenowcoaching.com and let me know what you think of the art. So I feel very blessed today as I've had the opportunity to spend some time with my family in the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Alberta, Canada. We celebrated my father's 91st birthday, and now we're enjoying the serenity and the peacefulness of these beautiful and majestic mountains. It always blows my mind when I look out to see how incredibly strong and powerful these mountains are, yet they seem so gentle at the same time. Do you know what I mean? It really gives me the opportunity to pause and think about where I am now and appreciate it with all my heart. I've been reading a wonderful book, which I highly recommend, called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan. Dan Sullivan says that when you're chasing happiness externally, it's because you're disconnected internally. And when you're disconnected internally, then you're trying to fill a gap. He goes on to say that your future growth and progress are now based in your understanding about the difference between the two ways in which you can measure yourself. Against an ideal, which puts you in the gap, and against your starting point, which puts you in the gain, appreciating all that you've accomplished. So this leads me to what I'd like to discuss today, which is a concept and a tool that you may have heard about and possibly have done yourself, but it is a wonderful foundation from which to start on your journey of rediscovering yourself at any age. This concept is called the Wheel of Life. And it is a tool I take my clients through in our coaching sessions. Before we take steps to move forward, it's important to assess where we are now. If we take Dan Sullivan's point of view, then when we assess where we are now and appreciate how we got here, that puts us in a gain mindset. If we notice that we want to move further in certain areas, it is not because we feel unhappy with what we have, but it is an anticipation for what we have to gain. As Abraham Hicks says, appreciate what you have and be happy in anticipation of what's coming. So in order to anticipate with excitement about what's coming, how do we assess where we are? A wonderful tool is called the Wheel of Life, which helps us assess major areas of your life and your level of satisfaction in each. The Wheel of Life is powerful because it gives you a very vivid visual representation of the way your life is currently compared with the way you'd ideally like it to be. It's called the Wheel of Life because each area of your life is mapped on a circle, like the spokes of a wheel. We can set goals or wins for what we want to achieve in each area, but also reflect on how far we have come. If you set goals which make you feel energetically stressed, then adjust the goal. It's okay to have stretch goals as long as they motivate you, not hinder your progress. When you're too stressed about achieving that goal, negative emotions will arise, which will restrict the positive movement forward. So if we take a helicopter view of your life, it can also allow you to bring things back into balance. There's an example of a Wheel of Life diagram in the show notes, and if you'd like to have a step-by-step guidance on how to complete it, you can schedule a call with me now, or you can sign up for my online course, which takes you through it in great detail. But as an overview, here is what you can do now. First, brainstorm some life areas. Maybe brainstorm 6 to 8 dimensions of your life that are important to you. This can be, for example, the roles you play in your life, a mother, a colleague, a team member, a community leader, or it could be areas of life that are important to you. For example, your career, your education, your family, friends, finance, or your physical fitness. And then you can combine each of these things and prioritize what is important to you. And write down these categories on the Wheel of Life. When you write down these dimensions on that diagram, one of each category is a spoke of the life wheel. So as an example, the Wheel of Life categories represented in the attached show note diagram includes 1, career or profession, 2, family or parenting, 3, personal development, 4, spiritual awareness, 5, fun and enjoyment, 6, relationships, both intimate and social, 7, health and aging, and 8, personal finance. The next step is to assess each area of the life wheel. For each section of the wheel, circle the number that represents your current level of satisfaction. The higher the number, the more satisfied you are in that area, where 1 is very dissatisfied and 10 is fully satisfied. Please remember to circle the first number that pops into your head, not the number you think it should be. Next, connect the circles in each section with a line so you now have a new perimeter of the wheel. For example, when I completed my Wheel of Life as I was contemplating transitioning my career 7 years ago, I rated the following. Under career, I rated 2. I was very unsatisfied at the time. Family and parenting, I rated 6. My emptiness was upon me then, and I was feeling a little lost. Personal development, I rated 3. I was beginning my journey of self-reflection at the time. As spiritual awareness, I rated 5. I really wanted to explore my spirituality more at that time also. Fun and enjoyment, I rated 9. I didn't have any worries there. We were doing fine in that category. Intimate relationships, I rated 3. We really needed at that time to rekindle the spark in our marriage. Social relationships, I rated 6 because I was feeling some judgment from those around me as I was considering transitioning into my new career. Health and aging, I rated 3. I was going through the symptoms of menopause, so I was experiencing a lot of health issues at that time. And personal finance, I rated 7. I was secure, but also worried about what would happen if I left the comfort of my current career. So when I connected the dots on my wheel, it was definitely a bumpy ride. I could also immediately see which areas I needed to work on first. And those were, 1, my career, 2, personal development, 3, intimate relationships, and 4, my health and aging. And that is what I proceeded to do. So now that you have a visual representation of your current life satisfaction, think about where you'd ideally like to be in each category and circle that number in each section and connect those dots. So you have a new circle. You can immediately see where the gaps are and the areas of your life that may need attention. Remember that these gaps shouldn't make you feel bad. You should reflect on how far you have come and anticipate with excitement how far you can ideally go in these areas. It is a fine line, as we've often been brought up to think that with the notion that happiness will be achieved when we reach this ever elusive goal. This is not the point of this exercise. The point is to acknowledge areas of our life which are important to us and our level of satisfaction in each. If we notice a bumpy ride, how can we smooth the ride so we can move forward smoothly? So once you have identified the areas that need attention, it's time to think about how to regain that balance. Start with the neglected areas that you think you need to start doing first to regain the balance. For example, if your current satisfaction level in your health category is not what you'd like it to be, how can you balance your life to add more activities which promote your health? Start small, like maybe adding a walk or two into a daily routine. Or if, for example, your level of spirituality in your life is not where you want it to be, how can you add that into your life while maintaining a balanced life? Our wheels of life are a snapshot of where we are now and can be a guide to motivate us to find out where we'd like to be. The key, again, is not to beat ourselves up about where we are, but to appreciate where we are and anticipate with excitement all that lies ahead of us. I love this quote from Greg McKeown, who says, "If you focus on what you lack, you lose what you have. If you focus on what you have, you gain what you lack." Let me say that again. If you focus on what you lack, you lose what you have. If you focus instead on what you have, you gain what you lack. So the Wheel of Life is a tool which offers a starting point on your journey to appreciate you, all the dimensions of your life which are already so great, but also helps you look at what you can do to balance your life for maximum satisfaction for you. It is very individual, and it's very important to assess this balance at different stages of your life, as a balance will shift under different circumstances. I hope this example helps you to complete your Wheel of Life. Once you have done so, you can ask some questions of yourself. There's no right or wrong answers to these questions, and ideate anything that comes to your mind at the moment. So if you look at the new perimeter of your wheel, you can ask yourself the following questions. Is it a bumpy ride? How do you feel about your life as you look at your wheel? Are there any surprises for you? And which of these categories would you most like to improve? You can rank the order of importance or urgency for you to improve at this moment. Write down the top 3 areas. Then ask yourself, how do you currently spend time in these 3 areas? And how would you like to spend time in these 3 areas? What specifically do you like or dislike about your current situation in these 3 areas? And then ideate what a score would look, what a top score in your mind, ideal score would look like in these 3 areas. Maybe for now you can choose one area that you most want to improve. Write that down. And are you ready to make a change in this area to move you towards a higher score? So the point of this exercise is to really, again, look into your life and figure out what areas might be out of balance, which are preventing you from rolling smoothly through the transitions in your life. It is a tool that can help you create positive momentum as you face these transitions in your life. If I did the Wheel of Life today, it would look drastically different from years ago. This wheel can be revisited at any time you like, of course, and it is a good indicator of how you're doing now and how and where you'd like to be. So I hope that helped. And now for our Motivation Monday segment, where I'm highlighting famous women who have left a legacy, but did so later in their life. So, have you ever heard of Vera Wang? Vera Wang is an American fashion designer, and she initially had pursued a career in figure skating, if you can believe it, before transitioning to fashion. Vera Wang is an American fashion designer who didn't start her own label until she was 40 years old. Prior to that, as I said, she had a successful career as a figure skater and a fashion editor. She worked for Vogue and Ralph Lauren before launching her own bridal gown boutique in 1990. Wang gained international recognition for her wedding dress designs. Her gowns have been worn by numerous celebrities, and she expanded her brand to include ready-to-wear fashion, accessories, fragrances, and home goods. Her elegant and innovative bridal designs quickly gained attention, and she has since become one of the most prominent names in the fashion industry. It goes to show you that regardless of the career you may start out in or your age, if you pursue what you love with passion and conviction, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. If you enjoy today's episode and do want further guidance on how to interpret your own Wheel of Life, reach out to me for a complimentary consultation at Kavita@itsmytimenowcoaching.com. And if you're finding that something is blocking you from moving forward and you're just not quite sure what that is, you can download our free negative energy blocks guide in the show notes. You will be guided through four main types of blocks and ways in which you can begin to release these blocks to create positive energy and momentum forward in your life. Again, you can download the free negative energy blocks, which the link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and till next time, stay well and stay motivated.